G'day, it's Graham here from the Confident Man Project, and I'm very excited today to be speaking with Lee Louis Gung from theattractioninstitute.org. And Lee is a life coach focusing on dating and relationships, particularly for men. And I'm really interested in what Lee's got to say because I've been reading some of his stuff and he's got a completely different take on the whole dating, relationships, seduction, pickup thing. Doesn't even call himself a pickup coach, he's just not into that. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what Lee has to say. So welcome, Lee.
Excellent. Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Cool. How did you get into coaching men on this whole being more successful with women thing?
I started out just like any other guy in who gets into the whole dating and relationship side of thing. I wanted to be better with women. I spent my teenage years failing miserably. And being very, very good at failing miserably for a long time. And then when I saw the pickup community, I was like, oh, this is the answer to my dreams, finally. Mm-hmm. And I got into it through a very similar way that most guys get into it, through Neil Strauss's book, The Game.
Yeah, me too.
And I read it, and like, Nat Strauss is a great writer, and he's kind of really engaging. And the one thing that really like got me in the book was he went through this massive journey of learning how to pick up and learning all these tricks and techniques. But right at the end, and this is the part that everyone seems to miss in the book, in order for him to get the girl that he really wanted, he had to drop all the games and all the routines and all of the tricks and actually be real with her. So everyone misses that in the book. They read this massive odyssey of pickup, and then they don't realize that to get the actual girls you want, you have to drop the games.
Yeah. So there's kind of a dilemma there, isn't there? Because the other thing, because I got that as well. Like at the end, there's this girl that he can't seduce using all these routines. And he finally gets her by actually being authentic. And she says, that's what I wanted all along. But he makes another point, which is also interesting, where he says, yeah, but if I'd just been who I was when I started this journey, you wouldn't have been interested in me. It was only because he'd done all this development work that he'd got to the point where he could then really be authentic with her.
That's definitely another side of it. And I definitely agree. Like, a lot of guys hear our philosophy about being real and genuine and open and go, well, you know, if I'm just real and genuine and open with women, I'm going to be needy, clingy, dependent, judgmental, those other kinds of things.
And that doesn't work either.
No, that's definitely not a fantastic way to seduce her. Hey, want to have sex? No, you're a bitch. Go. Anyway, definitely so not a powerful way. But then I say this sort of just about everywhere on the site. It's not just what we do is not just a philosophy about how to pick up chicks. It's a life philosophy. And if you want to be real and genuine and open with women, it starts with being real and genuine and open in your life and saying, well, these are the areas of my life that I'm dissatisfied with. And this is the life that I really want to be living. And sharing that with people and going on that journey and becoming that kind of guy who, instead of just sitting back and blaming people for his life situation, actually takes control of it and takes responsibility for it and deals with this. Okay, you're frustrated and judgmental and critical and all that kind of stuff. Excellent. Deal with it. And then, so you can go up and you can be honest with women and you can be real with women and say, this is me. This is the journey I'm going on. This is what I desire. This is all that kind of stuff. And it won't come out as whingy, moaning and judgmental.
Got it. So was there some point for you at which this seduction pickup stuff you realized wasn't the way for you to go?
Yeah. It was roughly 2 weeks into it.
Fast learner.
It was probably about 2 months. But I got into it, and I learned everything. I went through all the manuals and all the books, and I learned all the routines and techniques, and I had more like weapons of mass seduction than you could possibly imagine. And I went out in field, and I tried them, and occasionally got girls giggling and laughing, and occasionally got girls saying, get away from me, you weird creep. But for me, I realized that even when I did get the girls laughing and interested, that wasn't what I wanted. I didn't want to have to manipulate people into liking me. I don't want to attract women just because of the kind of guy that I pretended to be. I wanted to be able to be me and to be real and to be open and be able to, have people attracted to me because of who I really was, not who I pretended to be. And that was about 3 months in.
Right. And then presumably you started looking for some other alternative, did you come to this?
Yeah, that was my journey. I mean, the biggest kind of wake up moment for me was I was reading about all these you know, rules that you had to follow and structures that were really necessary. And then for every technique and rule and line and structure I could find, there were guys who broke that rule and there were guys who completely contradicted that rule and were still getting the success that I wanted. And so I kind of went, well, if they can do that, why can't I? What's different about them that allows them to buy women drinks, to be overtly sexual, to display interest right from the very start and still get the girls that I want? So my journey was about what's different about that kind of guy and why can't I be that kind of guy? So I got into, I've read everything I could possibly find. Taoism, Buddhism, masculinity work, psychology, self-help, spirituality, and just started digging through the layers and digging through the layers and asking, constantly asking what's going on underneath, what's going on underneath, and constantly looking for, so I'd come up with an answer. Okay, well, this is, you know, this is right, according to me right now. And then I would constantly go through and look for situations where it was wrong. And whenever I found a situation that it was wrong, I had to step back and go, okay, it can't be true because there's this one example here where this is incorrect and it doesn't work. What's the difference here? And so then I'd use that as a, as an avenue to go deeper and constantly disproving what I believed so I could find something that I just couldn't disprove anymore.
So it's like you're drilling down to more, I don't know, your authentic core almost, if that's the way of putting it, right? Dealing with all the bullshit stuff that probably, I'm guessing, was going on in your head that took you away from that.
Drilling down to what I really wanted and what I really believed and what was my truth and finding out that.
So was there any particular writer or philosophy that you found really hit the nail on the head for you?
There's a couple of them. There's a couple of books that I've read, which have just kind of like, been those realization moments. Do you want me to go through, there's four of them. Do you want me to go through all of them?
Maybe just pick like the one that made the biggest hit for you.
Okay. The first one that I read that was really, really kind of like just blew my mind was The Tao of Pooh.
The Tao of Pooh.
The Tao of Pooh.
Okay. I would never have picked that, Lee.
It's the most beautifully profound and beautifully simple book. It basically explains Taoism using Winnie the Pooh as an example. If anyone's interested in looking for it, it's by a guy called Benjamin Hoff. And I mean, this doesn't seem like it could relate to anything that we're doing here. It talks about one really, really simple principle. And the core essence of Taoism, most kind of spiritual and religious philosophies look at sort of earth as being difficult and painful, and you kind of got to escape earth and then get to heaven, which is this beautiful, unimaginable paradise.
Wow, that makes it all worth it.
Yeah. Go through all this pain, and then one day, you know, when you've gone through all your suffering, then you'll get to this beautiful place. But Taoism looks at it from a different perspective, and that's that heaven is earth here right now. Like, this is heaven, and the only problem that we face and the only reason this place isn't heaven is because we resist what's going on and we try and make it something that it's not. And that was kind of a really eye-opening moment for me, because I read the book and I got through like 30 pages and I just felt lighter and easier. It showed me the problem that I was facing wasn't that the world wasn't what I wanted to be. It was the problem that I was expecting the world to be something different than what it was. So the problem wasn't that women were rejecting me. The problem was that I was expecting women to not reject me. And I was basing my happiness on their response to me. And the problem, when I was growing up, one of the big things that I was dealing with constantly was I felt like I didn't fit in, and that I wasn't part of the group, and I didn't get what was going on with the group. And that was always a huge problem for me. I always felt like I was outside of everything. And reading through the Tao of Pooh, I kind of realized that the problem wasn't that I felt like I was outside the group. The problem was that I felt like I needed to be inside the group to be important, to be valuable.
Right. So it's kind of flipping it completely on its head.
Yeah. It's a massive context shift. Which is also the kind of stuff that we do with AI. It's all about shifting context, not content.
AI, oh, Attraction Institute.
Attraction Institute, right. Sorry, yeah.
Yep. Sorry, it's all about, say that again.
It's all about context shifting.
Right.
I mean, from the work we do with AI, and look, I just want to put a little disclaimer in. Everything we do with AI is just one way of doing things. It's not right. It's not true. I'm not claiming this to be ultimate truth. It's just the way we work with things at AI. So for an example, the approach anxiety is a huge thing for a lot of guys. And so they see a beautiful woman, they want to go and talk to her, but they get really nervous.
Yeah.
And so they focus on, okay, how can I get rid of this nervousness so I can finally go and talk to that girl? And everyone else in the kind of seduction, pickup, dating, relationship community focuses on, well, here's 10 techniques to get rid of your anxiety.
Mask it.
Yeah, no, mask it or whatever. But yep. What we focus on is, well, actually anxiety isn't the problem here, because if you can feel anxious when you see a beautiful woman and walk away from her, then you can feel anxious and walk towards her.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can feel anxious and say, hey, no, I'm not going to approach her, then you can feel anxious and say, hey, I really want to talk to you. The problem isn't the anxiety. It's how you're relating to that anxiety and what you're the responsibility you're putting on that anxiety.
Right. Making it wrong.
You're making it wrong, or you're trying to, and this goes back to the whole Taoism thing. Mm-hmm. You're resisting the anxiety rather than just accepting it and just going with it and just standing there and going, okay, yeah, I feel anxious. I'm worried that other people are going to judge me. I'm worried that she might reject me. I'm worried that I might look like an idiot, but I'm just going to do it anyway. I'm just going to walk up. And while I'm feeling anxious, instead of walking away from her, I'm just going to walk towards her.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm feeling anxious, instead of saying, oh, I'm not going to approach her, I'm too anxious, just saying hi instead.
Right.
And just flipping that context around about how you relate to anxiety.
Okay. So that's all very well and good. I mean, sounds great.
Yep.
The thing is, like, what when she senses that anxiety and she's like, uh-oh, freaky guy coming towards me, he's quivering, you know?
Yep.
How's that going to go down?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you, but if you're able, so if your life is based around pushing through barriers, challenging yourself, going, you know, taking that step forward and creating that life you want, and you're constantly proving to yourself that beyond, like when you feel anxiety, that's where you need to move towards, and that's where the greatest rewards are, and that's where the greatest strides forwards are.
Yeah.
Then your whole relationship to anxiety changes. Instead of being anxiety being this huge barrier you have to overcome, anxiety becomes this signal for you to start moving forward.
Right.
Start moving forward. And so then when you see that beautiful girl and you feel that anxiety, you just start moving forward. And so instead of being that weird, creepy guy who feels anxious, but he's trying to hide that anxiety and is trying to repress that anxiety and, you know, trying to smile, but really feeling anxious, not really wanting to, and then pretending you're calm and confident and cool. It's just, well, you know, I'm here. I'm really anxious, but, you know, and say that you're really cute and I didn't want this opportunity to go by.
Uh-huh. Got it. So you're actually moving towards the things that make you anxious.
Yeah.
Which... Well, unsurprisingly, are probably the things you've been resisting all your life. So you're going to get a massive breakthrough when you go and do that, right?
Well, one of the core things we try and do through our workshops is help guys see that what they're looking for is actually on the other side of what they fear, is on the other side of their fear.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, guys who are looking for deep connections with people, which is a really, really common one. Guys, you know, really looking for that deep and profound, like, kind of oneness with another human being, which is, you know, a beautiful and wonderful thing.
Yeah.
They want that, yet the way they're trying to get that is by pretending to be someone that they're not sharing what they really think and what they really feel because they're afraid of rejection. But that deep and profound connection actually comes when you let go of your barriers and you let down your shield and you open yourself up and you share what is most important to you and what is, you know, what you really love.
Uh-huh. And this is precisely what's wrong with the seduction community teachings of running routines and telling stories that aren't yours and all this stuff, right? Because you're never going to get a deep connection that way.
No. Well, yeah, that's, it's a very, very, it's an inadequate way of getting what you want out of life. A very difficult and challenging and long and slow road. I mean, the basis of the seduction community works from is that I'll just get her to be attracted to me for who I pretend to be.
Yeah.
And then once she's really hooked, then I can probably start letting down my barriers. But then you start attracting women who are only attracted to this false personality. And as soon as you start letting down these barriers, you get all kinds of negative responses.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. It's like what happened to the fun, playful guy with a million stories?
Yep. Yeah. Rather than this, you know, lonely, boring guy who's, you know, hiding behind all these stories.
Uh-huh. So what you're talking about here is not resisting what happens naturally when you, like, see a woman that you're attracted to. Like, you feel nervous, but you also feel the attraction.
Yeah.
And going with that rather than making it wrong and saying, oh, there's no way I can talk to her because I'm freaking out. Even my question before, I suppose, kind of was a bit of a giveaway, like, how's that going to go? Well, what you're saying is it's not about how it goes when you approach her. It's about simply taking the action.
Yeah, totally. And you've hit the main, the really key fundamental thing, the really key just core concept that everything AI is based off.
Uh-huh.
The problems that you face in life aren't to do with how you currently feel or how you want to feel, because the basis of everything we do and all the decisions we make, it's all based off how we feel and how we want to feel. The problems that we face aren't to do with how we feel or how we want to feel. It's how we choose to bridge that gap. And so if I feel powerlessness is a huge one for a lot of guys. Mm-hmm. I feel powerless in my life. I don't feel like I'm in control. I don't feel like I can make things happen. I don't feel like I can determine my own future. I want to feel powerful. So that's, you know, that's the flip side. That's the desire that lies behind that feeling of powerlessness.
Got it.
Every problem that a guy faces is how he chooses to bridge that gap. For a lot of guys, the way they try and feel powerful is to manipulate people into liking them, is to get heaps of money, is to be able to force people to do what they want to do, is to pretend to be someone they're not so other people will like them. And that just creates a huge amount of problems and a huge amount of difficulties in their life. And what we do with AI is we flip that around and we change it. Okay, so, you know, you've been trying to do it this other way, which doesn't work for you at all and creates all these problems and pushes people away and is immensely frustrating to...
Stressful, yeah.
Yeah, difficult, painful, all that kind of stuff. We're like, okay, well, we help them recognize what they're doing. You feel powerless. You want to feel powerful. Let's find a different way for you to feel powerful. And so we look at all these different ways, and one of the most common ones is feeling powerful by pushing through fear. Finding somewhere that you're afraid and you have barriers and pushing through that and getting guys to focus on, instead of how can I get people to like me, how can I push through fear? And so getting them to go through their lives and identifying all these places where they feel scared and then pushing through that and getting them to experience that sense of power that comes from pushing through that fear. And so everything changes then, because instead of having to trick people into liking you to feel powerful, you can feel powerful regardless of how people respond to you. So you can feel strong and powerful and in control regardless of how women respond to you, not because of how women respond to you.
Right. It's not surprising that women tend to like and be attracted to men that actually are powerful.
Yeah.
So in the end, you end up getting what you wanted initially.
Yeah.
But you get it by giving up going for it.
Yeah. Which is... Yeah, it's an interesting process.
Very and now.
there's an issue that a lot of guys go through when they start going down this journey, and it's something that pops up at the end of our workshops all the time. Is that guys start going down this journey of, I want to be, of finding a different way to feel powerful, about feeling powerful by pushing through their fears, and then they slip back into their old habits. And they see that when they push through their fears, they feel powerful and they get girls.
Mm-hmm.
So then they start to focus on, this is what I need to do to get a girl. I need to do these actions or follow this certain routine. And then all of a sudden that removes the very thing that was helping them attract women in the first place, in that they weren't trying to attract women.
Right.
They slip back into their old habits again, and then we have to bring them back out. And
it's fine. Because it's like giving up the neediness, right? And then slipping back into it when you start getting close to what you really wanted.
Yep. And it's that constant process of bringing your awareness back to, oh, this is the underlying mechanism that I need to be focusing on here. Changing the way that I try and find what I want. I call it your script. How do you feel? How do you want to feel? How do you bridge that gap?
The full interview is available as part of the Confident Man program at confidentman.net/program.